Notes recorded on the 18th of February, 1978. Here is a thesis, which has to be considered under a variety of headings. Firstly, material for footnote about the reality of the role of sortals in explications of scientific realism. Of the kind stressed by Morgan Besser in his article on the realist instrumentalist controversy in the Surpez and White, Morgan Besser, Surpez and White's book on philosophy, science, and method, Essays in Order of an Article, remarks that the use of sortals P and Q mean, or rather, you remark here, the use of sortals P and Q permits us, permits. The use of theory D2 at S2 to correctly take the consequences alpha of RG to be true under G, even if the relevant theory had in mind gives a false or otherwise inadequate account of de facto existent Qs. This notion of sortals allowing us to correctly take the consequences to be true under G. The centrality of the role of sortals in explications of scientific realism. There is a conceptual problem here. In this account, I'm going back slightly. Obviously, one context in which the assumption of meaning invariance, as between the assumption of the sort of semantic invariance, sort of the stability of the meanings, the assumption of the stability of the meanings of the predicates P and Q over the transition from S1 to S2, over the transition between the two stages encompassed in our idealized metaphysical reflection, the course of our idealized metaphysical reflection. One context in which the stability of the meanings of the predicates P and Q over the transition from S1 to S2, such that we can intelligibly discuss the use of the predicates, the employment of the predicates at S1 within the, from the viewpoint of the theory P2, that is to say from the viewpoint of the conceptual ontological structure of theory P2, is when the predicates are our theory, P2's theory, you can reconstruct this, is when P2's theory is, so as, for instance, a straightforward theory of perception, straightforward, for instance, scientific account, being treated here from a scientific realist perspective of a theory of perception. When P and Q are the relatively observational, see what Hesse says about observational predicates, of stable middle range theories. As, for instance, the neurophysiology of perception. Anyway, the assumption of the meanings of the predicates P and Q are sufficiently stable over S1 and S2 to allow P2 to discuss P1's use of these predicates. See footnote 20 and GB. This may be in the context of some of the intertheoretic reductions, explanations that we're discussing here, a relatively uncontroversial claim, is liable to be least controversial when the situations when the situations that X would have described at P1 or T1 and as against, in one way, as against the way in which it has been described at T2, is itself individuated, can itself be characterized, is itself open to characterization in terms of in the language, for instance, available at a predecessor stage, SO, in terms of the ordinary everyday observation language. Now, it may be that the ordinary everyday observation language is just the language of S1, the stage prior to the transition, if we are dealing with the omnitheoretician, the omnitheoreticians, what's been called the omnitheoretical approach to the analysis of interthreatical relations. There is no privileged, if we accept the view that there is no privilege, while if we accept the view that there is no privileged observation language, see what Hesse has to say. It can hardly be denied that there are certain reports, that there are certain propositions tied to times and places, which we formulate, which we habitually formulate in the language of the manifest image, the sense of which must be reproducible. See what Sellers has to say about the change, about the role of the role of natural laws in explaining why we observe things as possessing the regularities of behaviour, characteristic regularities of behaviour, to the extent that they do, to the extent that we do. The point which you're making here is that the assumption of the stability of the meanings of the predicates P and Q over the transition S1 to S2, such that it allows me to discuss people's use of these predicates, is controversial to the Feyerabendian. We want to give some account of the reasons for assuming some justifying. We want to give some justification. We want to provide some justification for assuming the stability, for the assumption that the meanings of the predicates P and Q are sufficiently stable over S1 to S2 to allow P to discuss P1's use of these predicates. In doing so, turn to Hesse, see what Hesse has to say about Feyerabend. In looking at Hesse's defense of this assumption, constructive defense of this assumption, argument about grades of theoreticity, that the meanings of the predicates, that in the case of where P and Q are, may indeed be part of the argument for their stability. That they are in fact sortal predicates. That they serve to pick out de facto existent cues in their the employment of the predicate P serves to pick out the de facto existent cues, and cannot but serve to pick out de facto existent cues by virtue, and that therefore we're allowed to we can correctly take the consequences of alpha of RG, the encoding meta sentence, see footnote 22 in GB, to be true under the interpretation function, even though the relevant theory had in mind gives a false or generally conceptually inadequate account of de facto existent cues. If typical instances of such a situation would be those discussed by Hilary Putnam in his paper on Is Semantics Possible? Discussed by Hilary Putnam and Paul Kripke in their Fables of Lemons, Tigers and Unicorns. It is perhaps significant the centrality of Sortle's notion of Sortle's in Explications of Realism has been stressed by Morgan Besser, see footnote 22 in GB. It is perhaps significant that the discussion of the role of Sortle's in Putnam and Kripke concentrates on this kind of inter-theoretic explanation whose purpose, which is concerned with providing competing and hopefully more adequate, conceptually adequate, in this case accurate, description from the point of view of a correct classification, or correct as against an incorrect classification of the entities, the taxonomic, whose concerns are essentially taxonomic. The concern is with correcting fallacious taxonomy. The kind of descriptive theories, the kind of descriptive, fairly low order in terms of the conceptual mathematical sophistication and the generality, fairly low order in terms of the generality of the subject matter with which they deal and the abstractness and abstractness of the conceptual presuppositions and of the thorniness of the conceptual questions concerning thorniness of the questions concerning the relationship between the categories they imply, the conceptual foundations of the categorizations they imply, in connection with the mathematical formalisms involved and the generality of their subject matter, but deal rather with descriptive theories of relatively low orders of generality, where our concern is with competing descriptions of two situations which are well individuated, already well individuated in terms of the vocabulary of the manifest image, where the kind of stories which we choose to tell, the possible the stories we kind of we are inclined to tell in testing situations, exploring situations which might lead us to revise our criteria for the application of the predicate, or rather in the case of this particular, the explication of Kripke and Putnam. Kripke and Putnam account of rigid designators, not to revise it and to get clear about the parasitism of talk of revision of criteria of application, or not having a grasp of Sortles, because the eventual intention is, as it were, to give an explication of identity in terms of sortal presuppositions, to connect, at any rate, to connect criteria of identity with sortal presuppositions, that it throws light the whole this whole question about the centrality of sortals in explications of scientific realism, theories of realism, have this what is takes us back to, or connects with, very ancient fundamental topics in the classical debates in the classical period, debates in the classical period of Western metaphysics, on topics of substance and identity. We can trust the viewpoint of the theory of rigid designation. On the viewpoint of the theory of rigid designation, our criteria of identity intimately connected with our theory of sortal presuppositions we employ. This, in its turn, is intimately connected with concurrent contemporary debates concerning model theoretic interpretation, model theory of modal logics, modal and other associated, inverted commas, intentional logics, well, intimately concerned with model theory of modal logics, the semantics, political possible world semantics. The kind of stories which Kripke and Putnam tell about the ways in which the regularities which we associate with, regularities in terms of which regularities associated with our use of terms, and the ways in which we are open to change, themselves reflect an a priori conception. There's a break here, and this is a completely separate topic, which is just about to be discussed now in parenthesis in the longer section about sortal questions. Note in when you come to discuss the New Scientist article, the questions, the way in which we may draw consequences for general theory of critical phenomena, of formulation of problems encountered in renormalization of the gravitational field following upon its quantization in field theoretical language for the theory of critical phenomena. The conceptual questions, the level at which we're going to treat the relationships between conceptual questions about the conceptual structure, in this case conceptual structure of a generic mathematical theory, a generic applied mathematical theory, which where clearly it seems that, where it seems that there is not this sort of intimate relationship between the conceptual structure and mathematical formalism of the kind discussed by Hawker. On the other hand, we do definitely want to be able to say something about the way in which the concept, the mathematical techniques employed in the solution or attempting to find solutions to the problems of quantization, for instance, of gravitational theory, reflect on the assessment of the conceptual assessment of the putative fruitfulness of the conceptual perspective on the relationships between conceptual issues. Perspective was established by prior metaphysical reflection on the ways in which we might set about trying to effect an accommodation between conceptual presuppositions of two or more already very general conceptions of order, the kind of order which can be in principle encountered, kind of order which conceptions of order which feature in very general descriptions of the kinds of structure which we encounter in the kinds of mathematical structure, kind of structures in the mathematical formalism from the point of view of their significance for the future development or potential development of our conceptual understanding of the theory, the subject matter of the theory, and the way in which that understanding made itself be used to establish a heuristic perspective, fruitful one perhaps from the point of view of the development of techniques, or at any rate the suggestion of the what might be fruitful mathematical viewpoint for the development of mathematical techniques for the solution of the problems arising from the not directly from attempts to find solutions to the mathematical problems of affecting unification of the structures in the mathematical form is not a question of affecting unification of the structure, rather a question of affecting taking the transfer of technique first understood for say very generic situation in the context of generic model, e.g. of dynamical systems, the subject matter of generic theory, e.g. field theory, to the problems arising in this particular context of inter-theoretic explanation of theoretical replacement here in this case general relativity as a gauge theory from the point of view of quantum gravity. Now if we are looking at for instance general relativity purely from the point of view of the mathematical formalism and rather than in its role as a cosmological theory, then the significance of the conceptual accommodation between the conceptual structures that we might effect for our understanding of, I say, what there is in the world, to see what Hooker says in his remarks about Einstein and Bohr at the beginning of his article, and how that understanding itself reflects, is so far as the generality of the subject matter, the significance of when we reach a certain level of generality of subject matter, it's quite important here that there is, as it were, an order of hierarchy a way of ordering the generality of subject matter and the fundamentality of the significance in terms of their impact on conceptual the impact on our assessment of the location of the significance in terms of its ability to provide an ultimate unification in insight into what is most fundamental from the point of view of the description and justification of ultimate justification in terms of the ontology, our account of what there is in the world, see Hooker, of the employment of these very, very general conceptions, the metaphysical preconditions for their employment, the justification of those in terms of their ability to provide the most general description of the world, see what Hooker and Graves both say in the beginning of their respective books, articles about scientific realism and the and ontology. That there is a there's two different orders there. There's an order of the significance of the now in the discussion of the renormalization group in the New Scientist article, or of the methods in field theory, the LaHouche 1975 summer seminar. There's a a concentration on the clarification of the applicability, the clarification of the way in which we apply a mathematical technique, in this case the renormalization group or gauge theory, for instance the theory of gauge fields, the theory of the renormalization of gauge fields, the resolution of the technical mathematical questions involved here, which allow us to win a clearer understanding of the relationship between the mathematical formalisms, rather what is perhaps most fundamental in what is most fundamental in a given mathematical formalism, what is most fundamental from the point of view of allowing the application of a given technique to the resolution of problems concerning the not the unification of structures in the mathematical formalisms, in a sense immediately significant for conceptual structures which for our understanding of the ways in which one conceptual structure might be accommodated to another, but rather the application of a given technique to mathematical formalism, its importance for our ability, its importance in developing and displaying the mathematical fruitfulness in affecting the solution of technical mathematical problems about the, for instance, the, in this case, the technical mathematical problems in the mathematical formalism of general relativity, the technical mathematical problems in the quantization of general relativity, which arise from the mathematical formalism of that theory, which are to be solved from a purely mathematical viewpoint, find their solution in the technique of treating the group of general relativity as a gauge group. The investigation of these, obviously a matter for technically competent mathematicians, applied mathematicians, physical math, physical mathematicians, and indeed very often insight on the methods that they'll use, and insight on the generality of the theorems. Statement of some theorem in greater generality and rigor may allow a particular application, recognition of a particular application which was not apparent before. And the way in it is quite clear that that is not, the whole enterprise is not related. This discourse, the whole thing in parenthesis, was delivered reading the blurb for Methods in Field Theory, the Lehouche summer session for 1975 in the North Holland list of physics books for fall 1977. That is not related to the conceptual problems, from the perspective from which the conceptualization. There are three separate issues here. One is whether the level of, so whether the ultimate level of explanation, to think of, indeed to even talk in terms of ultimate level of explanation, the significance of quantum GR, QGMD, obviously very much a vital factor. We're looking at the relationship between, the conceptual relationships between levels of description. The idea of one ultimate grounding level and the conceptual accommodations, the accommodations between the conceptual structures, the higher level accommodations between these, which are on the Böhm's view and also, I'm afraid, on Hooker's, tend to be affected through polarization A, an attempt to study of the ways in which the conceptual structure of the theory is reflected in the mathematical formism in a quite direct way, which involves, in Hooker's case, erecting the set theoretical, assigning to the set theoretical structure of the phase space a significance in significance in terms of the ways in which the conceptual structure employed in the theory might function in explaining, that is, in underpinning and and showing the, in displaying the conceptual distinctions in the and their relationship to their expression in the formalism of the theory, which is being explained, which shows their limitations. Which and also displays their fundamental conceptual presuppositions. We must understand, we want to win a conceptual understanding from the conceptual viewpoint of the ways in which the conceptual, informal conceptual structure of the the descriptive concepts, the fundamental descriptive concepts employed in the interpretation of the further elaboration, the provision of heuristic insight into and guide to the development of mode and mode of accommodation of theoretical anomalies of anomalies, recalcitrance in the data of the model, the formalism of our existing theory, in this case general relativity, as against quantum theory. Of course, in understanding this, the investigations which Grace has undertaken into the relationship between model 2 and model 1 is obviously important. The idea, however, that the to which Boehm is led, which is seems to me a natural progression of this line of thought, the natural point the natural endpoint in the progression of this line of thought is that represented by Boehm, and to which of which Hooke gives some indication with his remarks about events, and also seems to me to be which is touched on and discussed by Sachs. His remarks, his characterization of the opposition between the atomistic and non-atomistic, in this case, monistic conceptions of reality, and the attempt to not just to trace the significance of existing structures and existing mathematical formalisms, but to suggest ways of accommodating these, which of course also have to, which must also take into account if in terms of the regulative ideal, consummation of an of this as an ideal of natural order, completely monistic and self-enclosed account, it can be called that account, rather the organization into one system, as a unified system of this, the ways of drawing these conceptual distinctions, time itself, as it were, becoming not the many-fingered entity, actually as a many-fingered entity in the sense of Wheeler in the 1967 Drunk Culture remark. It indeed lends itself to representation in terms of the probabilistic interpretation of quantum mechanics. What Hooker has to say about probability theory and about the possibilities of a non-linear theory, where the dynamics is again sort of totally deterministic, if indeed it's totally deterministic, then there's a question about the cosmological status, the role of, as it were, cosmology as cosmological considerations as furnishing ultimate level of explanation. The Hagedorn's remarks about the kind of unity, individuality as being established as being established in the course of development, as being the natural outgrowth of the principle of unity, kind of the of the whole, as being a manifestation of see what Sachs and Boehm have to say about individuality. To go, and particularly what Boehm has to say about time, and the, of course, what PCWD has to say in the question about how globally non-linear topology for time, and the significance of non-linear as against linear structures, as discussed by Sachs. This suggests a particular research program in the foundations of mathematics, and that's the one you're going to go on to discuss when you come to the discussion of Lovelace speculations. But the perspective which this whole, which these remarks offer, is one which you must reject. Though compare what, look at the possibilities of non-linear sheaf theory. It is interesting the way that they arise in the course of the highly technical mathematical development of the twister program. But the point that you wanted to make was simply that we must distinguish between the level at which we were talking about earlier on about the three separate issues. There is the question of whether we can obtain some insight into the resolution, the level, whether in fact the level of unification of the structures, the level of which we want to propose a solution of the mathematical problems, technical mathematical problems, problems about the relationships between the structures and the mathematical forms and formalisms of our theory, is one which will pose a crisis for understanding crisis, conceptual crisis in the understandings of the foundations of mathematics, and which is related to the non-set theoretical foundations of mathematics, the non-set program, non-set theoretical view of the foundations of mathematics, which sees, which wants to treat the significance of operations on quantities of formalism in terms of the, as it were, extra mathematical significance in terms of the a kind of a view of the relationship between functions and intention, which sees us by the very notion of functional correspondence itself as the expression of a conception of natural, or a conception of order, a expression of conception as to the fundamental kind of the most fundamental structures, fundamental kinds of distinctions between structures that we can encounter in our investigation of the natural, in terms of distinctions between which relations between the conceptual aspects and perspectives for the correlation and comparison of the conceptual aspects of the descriptions which are of the levels of descriptions which are related in theoretic explanation, and our understanding of the view of informal conceptual structure in scientific explanation. That's one possibility. Okay, the Boehm-Hooker route, which we're going to have to go into much greater detail and get a much clearer account of in later tapes. That is one approach. The approach which pursued by Hooker and Boehm, which is where bases itself on, emphasizes the importance of informal conceptual structure, and it treats, as it were, as an independent pole, the perspective arrived at through intuitive and imaginative comparison of notions of order, conceptions of order, and as to which might, from the point of view of the provision of, I might say, psychologically appealing, convincing, intellectually convincing, what does that mean? conception of the most fundamental kinds of order, the role in explanation, articulation of relationships between conceptual distinctions. Which are seen from this point of view as accompanying perspectives for the correlation, of which perspectives for the rather the roles of which in ordering the and perhaps in replacing wholesale the conceptual structure, the system of conceptual distinctions which operative at an earlier phase, the role of which is seen as essentially an understanding of how, as expressed in, directly expressed in, the mathematical formalisms adopted at, and the kind of mathematization crucial at the developments in our mathematical conceptions and resources for mathematical description. Various stages, see, for instance, Perm's view of coordinates, of Cartesian coordinates and of Cartesian coordinate covers, and discussion of his attempt to lose where to get at the mathematization of the notion of implicate order, to get directly at the mathematization of a new conception of, or rather very old conception, see Sachs, sort of the most fundamental kind of structure to be encountered, well, rather that structure which gives provides not the framework for comparison between the descriptions, comparison between the descriptions of descriptions of situations themselves well individuated from the point of view of external, as it were, reflection on the relationships between the descriptions or embodied in theories from within a fundamental kind of description, in this case the atomistic, different kinds of atomistic description. The level at which we want to be able to discuss the relationship between conceptual structure, mathematical formalism, and the competing fundamental, putative fundamental kinds of description, in a way which still allows us to treat the relationships into theoretic operative conceptual sensitivities, operative and into theoretic explanation, convincingly from the point of view of historical accuracy, convincingly but also rationally, in a way which allows us to discuss cognitively and rationally the relationships between the theories involved, which means essentially their formal aspects. The framework in which we compare their formal aspects has to be capable of yielding an account, lattices of possibly of logically reconstructed the interpretations of these theories. The question about their intended interpretations was resolved here in this paper by the expedient of having a K-ary, inary predicate stand for a property of such and such a kind, which, as it were, which is simply to seal ourselves off from all further discussion of the topics which we've raised in this tape so far. We want to be able to discuss these, but also want to point out that they are cognitively discussable at the level of a critique of the process of conceptualization, erroneous account of the process of conceptualization involved in the Böhm-Hooker view. If we're going to offer an account of the relationships between science, scientific theories, and their mathematical formalisms, such that we can say that we can talk, well, we may still be able to talk about conceptual revision, but we're going to talk about conceptual revision in the foundations of mathematical knowledge itself, as is suggested by Putnam. We want to. I am very chary about the kind of conceptual revision, kind of corrigibility involved. The kind of corrigibility involved is that which arises from the kind of conception, the kind of altered fundamental basis for description, move from local to global, which is held to be already in some sense embodied in a mathematical formalism C. Siegel, but it's still self-open, criticizable, and open to revision. This is a kind of psychologistic conception of the foundations of mathematical knowledge, a conceptualist account. Compare Frege and the logicists. There are non-Fregean intuitions of function, of the notion of function, mentioned by Scott, and Scott does talk about the notion of categories as sort of space of allowed functions, but since it still makes use of the notion of functional correspondence, this reflects, and certainly in terms of the derivability parasitism of the for definability on relationships between nonlinear structures, on those between linear structures, those representable in, reconstructable within the category of categories, or indeed within a theory for which we have a perfectly good set theoretical account. Conditions of which we have could give a set theoretical account. Though, as Scott also says in Advice on Modal Logic, our reasons for being interested in a concept may have nothing to do, our reasons for being interested in a concept, in this case a non-linear, may indeed be connected with metaphysical speculations of this kind, but of the kind that we've been discussing. Maybe that we come to see, we shall come to agree that the conceptual significance, alleged very general fundamental conceptual significance, significant for our understanding of the relationship between the conceptual, the most fundamental conceptual structures involved in our understanding of, it said, informal conceptual structure and involved with our interpretation of scientific formalisms or scientific theories, and also in the heuristic perspective or postulation of heuristic component of our mathematical theories from the point of view not of a foundational system which their relationships can all be reconstructed, but from the point of view of the actual mode of employment, particularly in the kind of pressures, heuristic pressures, which motivate a particular research program within the this investigation, investigating the relationships between the structures in the mathematical formalisms of one theory of scientific theories from the point of view of physical mathematics, the eliminability of certain kinds of operations, for instance, operations on quantities of a certain kind, the eliminability of certain quantities with certain properties which are, for instance, held to be less likely to be capable of yielding fruitful from the point of view of a concept which is thought on with respect to some a priori conception of ultimately of ontological significance of structures in the mathematical formalism, the significance for our understanding of the world, ultimately in terms of, for instance, touched on by Hooker, of a formalism which in which all the structures which were employed in which provided the mathematical basis for description of relationships between physical properties of the system in the one previous theory are replaced by those which directly express or directly express the, well, in this case, the discreteness of the phenomena. Under investigation, this, the principle of coherence of the ontology of the most fun picture of this theory, the most fundamental aspects of the world, a description of the world. The case is able to reproduce, unify, reproduce all existing knowledge of theoretical part of the theory of space-time structure and of fundamental particles. The role of informal conceptual structure is important. We're talking now of the twister program. Because what is fundamental on this point, from this point of view, C.S. Parling, is the picture of events. That is, in some sense, ideal, packed to form homogeneous elements, events, event elements, and that is something which, from the point of view of the point of the relationships between conceptual structures discussed by Boehm, belongs definitely from one. Is to be viewed as a resolution of between the putative kinds of very fundamental general conceptions of the kind of structures in terms of which knowledge of the world and our formulations of natural law made intelligible or can be viewed. Compare Penrose on Parling on events and on principles of counting with Siegel. So there is a topic here. And that's one point of view. The idea